farmers are not getting motivated anymore. What's the motivation?
Do they feel unseen, producers, by the consuming end?
I think some do.
This episode is proudly brought to you by Mapper Forward's workshop, It's Time to Become a Coffee Consultant. Learn how to diversify your revenue streams and create freedom from your day job while saying goodbye to that alarm clock forever by becoming a consultant within the coffee industry or directly to consumers who have shifted towards home brewing and home roasting. Protect your income from challenging times in the coffee value chain by taking this course today. Go to mapperforward.coffee/workshops or click the link in the show notes for details.
Welcome to the Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward, friends. I'm your host, Lee Safar, and this is episode 3 of a 5-part series with Diego from Los Pedaneos. And we are talking about the reality of life for coffee producers in 2024. I think that this is one of those topics that people want, they think they want to know about it, and they don't actually want to know about it. And that kind of sets us up for what this episode is about, which is why aren't we talking about how broken everything is? I watch producers on LinkedIn complain and then feel bad because they're complaining. And then they're worried about who's watching them complain, because are people then going to stop buying from them because they're complaining? And it's like, but no, we've got to talk about how broken this shit is. And if you do talk about how broken it is, people think that you're catastrophizing or you're being negative or anything like that, right?
Yeah.
But I don't think that we've got the grace, we don't have the room to be able to do that anymore. Or maybe I'm seeing it the wrong way. What are your thoughts, Diego?
No, I think we are, our feet are already in the water. I think we're already in it. So I think it's too late now.
Yeah.
But I think it's worth to be extra positive and toxic positivity, because it takes us nowhere. Yeah. I think it's better to be negatively constructive or like productive in a way. Like it's better to be negative and accept things are bad and take action. Than just say, oh, it's all flowers and it's all good and positive. So if you want to go somewhere and do things and get solved problems, I think it's step one is to accept take action.
Tell me, how does that help you as a business owner talking about the stuff that's broken? How has that helped you adapt and be ready? You're one of the most prepared people. Tell me.
I think basically it's time. It's the time value of money. Time.
Mm.
It's taking action when time, because if I wait too long and maybe 1 year, oh yeah, it was bad back then. Okay, I'll act now. It's too late.
Right.
I need to act. You know, I told you, like, now when I see it coming, I'm like, that doesn't feel right. I need to act now and be ready. Pay off as much debt as I can. Pay off debt. Be stable. Don't charge interest rates, all that, because like that's one issue. So I think time, like reacting fast as a business owner, I think that's really important in these times.
Why do you think that people are scared to talk about this stuff?
I think it's ego. For sure it's ego.
Wow, that's not what I was expecting you to say. Tell me more.
Yeah. I think people, at least I'm not sure, that sometimes they don't want to portray or like accept that things are bad or they're going through a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
And they prefer to like swallow it and be just prideful, like, yeah, things are great and I want to push through, then accepting, hey, I'm not doing good. I need to seek help. And I think that's one of the things that's broken. And I think not just in coffee, I think more on a society scale, I think that many people go through it. If people are having hard times accepting things are bad, or it's seeking help.
Because from the sounds of what Bram was talking about when he was on the podcast a couple of weeks ago, Paso Paso came out of the idea of producers coming together to fix problems, because you guys were open to talking about what the challenges were. Is that correct?
Correct. Yeah, exactly. It's a different way. It's a different way to like make business. It's just like a disruptor, because we know that things are not working. We're not heading in the right direction for us. We need to diversify and maybe find a different path right now, parallel to what we're doing. Because like time again. Like we are taking action right now.
You know, in a few weeks, SEA Expo is going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder what the topic is going to be. Like, as a producer, does that kind of thing that people coming together at an expo like that, what does that make you think about when you know that people are spending all this money to go, and then in Busan it's going to be all about competitions, and when that's kind of the thing that's vacuuming up all the air in the room, how does that make you feel as a producer?
I mean, it's sad because, I mean, the topics have been deviated, right? Right now, I think we have bigger issues here at Origin. I think we are the providers of the main ingredients of the entire industry.
Yeah.
But it's been forgotten. And I think it goes back to the toxic positivity, right? Oh, things are great. It's but like, it's not about that. It's like, I think it's time to like talk about the real issue. Like, it's going on here at Origin, and this is everywhere in the world is happening, this crisis in coffee farms. It's not just Osabo or us, it's everybody. Because I've spoke to a lot of people in the world, and they're facing the same issues.
Number one, labor. Number two, price. Number three, climate.
Yeah, all climate change, yeah. I mean, I need to plant more shade farm because it's really hot again. It's really hot. So you need to plant more shade, lakes, diseases, like all that's spreading much easier. We had a drought last year, and this year it'll be the opposite. It'll be excess rain. It's like this, like,
wow,
like inconsistent bipolar climate. I mean, because it's climate change, right? Yeah, and those are factors that completely we cannot control.
Is coffee going away?
That's a good question. Sometimes I feel like it is. Sometimes I don't. I don't think it's going to go away, like evaporate. But it's going to become hard to acquire things.
Specialty coffee or commercial coffee or both?
I think both.
Really?
Maybe commercial might have a bigger maybe impact, but for sure, specialty quality might for sure is going to like become really, 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 really scarce.
So what happens to those cafes that are selling coffee for $20 a cup?
I don't want to know.
Wow.
I don't want to know. Yeah.
So
because it's not sustainable.
It's not what do you mean by that? It's not sustainable. It's not sustainable for you as a producer?
Yeah, to grow a coffee anymore. It's becoming highly, highly, it's become like a financial burden.
It's hard. Really?
Yeah.
When you say it's a financial burden, is the risk the financial burden? Or
there is.
So, right. You don't know if it's going to get sold.
Yeah, the risk. The risk for sure in that. And also like going back with our financial, with the capital, right? We took depends on banks. We have a lot of loans, a lot of debt, all that. So that's really like going to a point that it's all like adding up again. It's like getting tight. So that's where like it's... Many farmers don't have the incentive to do it anymore. That's the whole pricing thing. Going back to last episodes, going back to the whole price, maybe farmers are not getting motivated anymore. What's the motivation?
Do they feel unseen, producers, by the consuming end?
I think some do. I think some do.
And what I mean by that is, do they feel like, I know a lot of people who have been saying, look, we want to work with roasters. We want to fix these problems. We want you guys to understand how hard this is for us. And they've been saying that for years. And now.
Yeah.
And now like the clock's at almost 12 o'clock and coffee roasters are saying, oh, do you need some help with something? Is there a problem? We need you to lower the prices again. And now they're saying, we don't give a fuck anymore.
Yeah. You have no idea the amount of people next to us, the farm, are selling the farms completely.
And who buys them? Is it big companies looking to consolidate, or is it expats? Who is it?
It's even worse. You're buying it to clear the land and build hotels, or just build houses. It's not even for
agriculture
or farming. None. Yeah, hotels. Yeah.
Wow.
Because it's much cheaper. I mean, for a producer now, it's better to sell the land, just get payout, and get done with it, and don't deal with it anymore.
They'll move to the city, get a nice apartment.
Yeah, just end with it. Just go to the city, work it different, but get all the money for the farm and just be done with it. Yeah.
Is that happening a lot?
What I've noticed here in Sudbury, a lot. A lot of urbanization is going on in the countryside.
So it's not that you've got companies like any of the big companies coming in and saying we're buying up all the coffee farms?
No, because I've heard that happen in other origins. I think that's going on. Yeah. But for us, no, it's mostly about, a lot of the people that fled El Salvador during the Civil War in the 80s, in the late 70s, 80s, they made a lot of money in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
or in other countries. So now they're coming back to El Salvador because our president has got kind of really popular with marketing and all that, so people are really happy. So people are investing back in suburbs. So people are buying land, either farms for coffee, but most people are buying land to urbanize it and build apartments, build hot. Yeah, just build. Yeah.
Does that make you nervous?
Yeah.
Why?
Because deforestation.
Yeah.
And then the EU boosts this ban. Like, they need coffee that's not deforested. So what's going to happen when my farm is like this big deforested?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, it's as though you don't have it hard enough as a coffee producer. Now we've got to add all these other... It's just... and people say to me, why is my coffee so expensive? This is like people that aren't in the industry. Why is coffee so expensive? And it's like, you're still not even paying enough for it.
It's funny because I know some people here, they're like, hey, Diego, I want to buy coffee from you. So, okay, so you can go to this place. If they have our coffee, you can either drink it or you can buy it in the bag. Because I know I work with a local roaster here. They do a really good job with coffee. But people are like, okay. And they go and they're like, oh, that's too expensive.
Right.
Yeah, like, so...
I was having a conversation with a client today who she was saying to me, they're putting in a tender to sell this coffee in a supermarket. And the supermarket has said to them that this is the ceiling price that we can do. We love your coffee. But this is the ceiling price that we can do. And she's contacting me saying, so listen, how do we get the same quality as what we're doing? They have their coffee contract roasted. How do we get the same quality but with cheaper coffee? I'm like, you can't. It doesn't happen like that.
It doesn't work like that.
The universes don't line up properly like that. You can't have cheap coffee that tastes amazing to the point where you're going to be anyway. When we say, like, why aren't we talking about how broken everything is, why the fuck aren't we talking about that this is the main conversation that's being had by roasters right now? I don't understand this.
Yeah. It's a mess. It's just pricing, right? I think it's become more about like, I don't want to hurt my consumers, right?
I get it.
It should be the other way, right? Right? Yeah.
Yeah. It's very confusing because it's what we're saying is that the big supermarkets can keep increasing their prices and everyone just swallows it. And, the delivery companies and all the other sectors in the world, in industry, they're all allowed to increase their prices and no one's going to say anything. But coffee is not allowed to increase its prices. Because somehow we're meant to be some kind of a community service. And that's the reason that we're giving producers for not increasing the prices.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
It makes no sense. It's just like talking to a wall.
Yeah. Do you think that this is becoming more empowering for producers that do decide to stay in this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Well, actually, and don't answer now, that. You're going to answer that in the next one because we're going to talk about the benefits that are coming from coffee.
Benefits.
Who's benefiting from coffee? Join us for the next episode, folks. This is also going to be a cracker. Peace, love, and peanut butter. Have an amazing rest of your day.
I really hope you enjoyed this episode, friends. Please don't forget to show us some love by subscribing, liking, commenting, and most of all, sharing this podcast with your friends. Check the show notes for links, including our sponsors and our Patreon. And stay tuned for more great conversations on The Daily Coffee Pro by Mapper Forward.